Hello, my name is Marianella Luna-Tirado, and I am a student at Bryn Mawr. This is my verbal presentation to accompany my poster for the Praxis course, Advancing Racial Justice, Engaging with Community Organizations Through Restoration and Transformation. For this Praxis course, two of my classmates and I were placed with the community organization Neighbors Helping Neighbors on the Main Line. Their mission statement reads, "Neighbors Helping Neighbors on the Main Line is a nonprofit organization that serves as a continual source of support to some of the most vulnerable residents in Lower Merion Township and the immediate vicinity. Neighbors Helping Neighbors is made up of local volunteers who are dedicated to creating racial equity and unity within our community." My classmates and I did various pieces of work for Neighbors Helping Neighbors, and a summary of the work we did was essentially we assisted in developing and implementing the ERINTRIP, the Enrichment Program. The program connects local youth with professionals who would like to mentor them. I specifically focused on creating a database with information on those interested in the program. I did so by creating bilingual surveys through Google Forms for both interested youth and professionals, and also by utilizing Google Sheets to track youth and mentor pairs. While we did work for community organizations as part of this Praxis course, we also read various pieces of literature that related to the work we were doing. One piece that really resonated with me was White Supremacy Culture by Tema Okun. In the piece, Okun identifies and describes various characteristics of white supremacy culture and what could be done to combat them. Two of the characteristics I felt were very present during my experience with this Praxis course. One was sense of urgency, and the other was I'm the only one thinking. There definitely was a sense of urgency regarding my classmates and I, our work, but it surprisingly did not come from the organization we were placed with. It came from the instructional team of our course, and we had to learn how to navigate that dynamic. Additionally, I'm the only one thinking is basically believing that you are the only one who could do a certain piece of work for whatever reason it might be. Maybe, you know, you believe other people aren't competent enough to do it, or you're a perfectionist and can't give up control. For me, it was a little bit of both, honestly, but I learned how to stop engaging in I'm the only one thinking by instead delegating and communicating more with my classmates. Overall, I learned a lot from taking this Praxis course and doing the work I did for Neighbors Helping Neighbors. And I hope those who are listening are encouraged to go out and see what they can do to help improve the communities that they're a part of and truly embrace the neighborly spirit. Thank you for listening. Bye.